In Iraq, attacks by insurgents and the combat activities of the American forces have left thousands of Iraqi civilians dead. Criminal activity and gang violence has also taken its toll on the Iraqi population. By tradition, black banners are hung in certain areas to announce deaths. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro followed the trail of one death announced on a banner in Baghdad.
It is called Baghdad's Wall of Tears. Near the entrance to the upscale neighborhood of Mansour, the huge slab of concrete is nondescript, but over the years it's borne testimony to the deaths of thousands of Iraqis. Black banners are draped across almost every space of it, announcing the name, cause of death, and funeral arrangements for those who died in this area. Amar Dawood Salman is an estate agent who works across from the wall.
All the banners here represent agony. No banner that has ever hung on this wall represents happiness or congratulation. All the banners that have been hung are sad banners.
Cars slow down in front of the wall as people peer out. Amar says it's the way many learn of the death of someone they know.
Every time we pass by this place, we look at the wall to see if there is a banner of a friend. It has become a habit, something like a routine.
One banner reads, "Gone to the mercy of God, the young martyr pilgrim Amin Numan al-Jalili, as a result of a criminal and cruel act." It then gives the name of the place where the three-day ritual mourning will be held. At the Young Muslims Association where the vigil is taking place, the dead man's brother, Bakral al-Jalili, bids farewell to a group of mourners. He's a beekeeper. With haunted eyes, he says he doesn't know why his brother was killed in his car late at night on the 18th.
Two shots near the heart, one shot to the other side, one shot in the hand, one in his stomach, one in his leg, one in his neck, one in his face.
Bakrar says his brother was unemployed and had no connection to any political party or the Americans. He says he feels bewildered and afraid.
I don't have a country. When you say I don't have a country, it's too much. The country that I don't have any safe in it, don't have any safe, this is not a country. I don't have any country.
Bakrar says he hasn't known many people who died violent deaths, so he says he was shocked when he went to pick up his brother's body from the hospital morgue.
They didn't have. Put him in a fridge. They put him on the floor because the fridge is full in the New York Mukmas Hospital.
Later, another cadaver gets wheeled into Al Yarmouk Hospital's morgue. Indeed, the fridges are full, as worker Kareem Jassim attests. So far today, 25 bodies have been brought here, he says, and more are expected.
I've been working here for 12 years. I got used to it. In the time of Saddam, we received nobodies who had died violent deaths. It wasn't until this war.
There are 30 unclaimed bodies at this morgue alone. Six other hospitals around Baghdad receive the dead as well. Jassim opens one of the fridges. The body of an Iraqi National Guardsman, still in his uniform, lies open-mouthed in the forefront. Other bodies covered in blood surround him.
The National Guardsman was brought from Amriya. He was standing on a street corner, and two cars came and shot and killed him. Four of them were killed in Dawoodi area. They were choked to death with a wire. The others here have been shot.
There are a lot of conflicting reports about how many Iraqis have died violent deaths here since the war. Jassim is as close to having an overview as it gets. He admits he's seen death in all of its forms. But the broader question of what is happening outside the hospital walls and what it means, he doesn't want to answer. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.